Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Well, we're discussing this on our morning show too, but 9797 on our Facebook page is correct. No heat. You people and your manufactured air that you want to be. When are the windows open in your house?
Yesterday. I did open some windows and it got colder.
But how
I should have kept them closed.
I keep the windows open.
I do
open.
Love fresh air. Okay.
But in the summertime, if it gets over 80, you're turning your air conditioning on.
That's right.
I don't get that. Like it drives me nuts when I drive by people's houses and I see windows closed. People driving in their cars and it's 80. I understand if you're on the Beltline, but you're going down, you know, a regular road, a 35 mile an hour road, and you got the windows up and it's 80 degrees out.
80 is hot.
No, it
so
is not.
I keep my windows shut in 80 degree weather because then my inside of the house stays cooler. If I open it up, that warm air comes in, my
degrees,
house gets hot.
80 degrees. See, here's the deal. You're so used to having that temperature at 72. When it is 80, you're like, it's sweltering. That is not hot at all.
I grew up with no air conditioning.
So did I.
So we had the box. Did you have a box in one of the rooms?
Sure.
Okay, so we had a box in one of the rooms, and that was for survival. And that's where we all went, and we got too cold in there. So, yes, I went through those years. I like being comfortable now. Boo-hoo!
I was talking to my dad. No, you will not be comfortable. I was talking to my dad recently and he loved the heat. He's a lot like me. And he was saying, like, in Indiana last week, they had some very hot temperature, 90 degrees last week. It was very hot there. And he said, yeah, I sat inside with the air conditioning on. And I went, that's your weather. And he said, back in the day, give me a tank top and some shorts and I'm outside in that all day. He goes, but now, you know, he's close to 70. He stays inside with the heat on. And I was like, that's a little disappointing. But I mean, because me and him and I, we just love the heat. If it's 90 degrees, make some hot chili. Yeah, sit outside.
You're so weird.
Drink a cold beverage and just enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with sweating it out a little bit.
A cold beverage, you should be drinking hot tea with your chili in 90 degree weather. What are you doing? We got to talk about some birthdays.
Yes.
Happy birthday to your wife.
Yes.
It popped up on my phone. I was like, why is Mackenzie's birthday popping up on my phone?
Because I need you to keep my calendar. You don't know this, but I linked our Google calendars together,
oh,
Steph.
Geez.
You know when we are out somewhere and I tell someone, hey, you need us to remember something? Go ahead and message old Steph over here. She's a vault on that kind of stuff. No, I think it's because of the contact info you have from her. She wants everyone to know when her birthday is.
She did. It even shows her year, and that's unusual for a woman. It even showed up Mackenzie's 32nd birthday because she actually did put her full birthday in her contact info. Who does that?
I think she has to put that in there, otherwise she forgets how old she is.
Oh, especially when you're in your 30s. I don't know either.
Well, see,
we're
people,
in our 30s now. We don't know.
You people are born on, what year is your birthday?
83.
So you people are born on odd years. That's why it's difficult. I'm on a 0, 80. It's really easy for me to remember.
Easy.
But you people with your odd numbers, you got to do math and carry the 1, and there's a remainder and all that stuff going on. Even numbers is where it's at.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, how do you not know how old you are?
Once you're in your mid-30s, it's like, wait, am I 36 or 37? I ask that all the time.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to blame that on mom brain. You've got a lot going on, a lot to balance. I don't know anyone else's age, but I know my own. I'm very self-aware.
You never went through those years where you're like, wait, am I 25 or 26? Wait, am I 35 or 36?
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know. I barely know my own phone number. I will say that.
Oh, you're going to think my brother is the weirdest character on this planet. Yesterday, he calls me up because it was my brother's birthday yesterday. And we were going to have it.
Happy birthday, brother.
Yes. His name is Christopher. And he called me. He's like, hey, something ever happens to me. I just realized nobody's going to know how to contact you guys. I have your phone numbers memorized.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have them saved. I'm like, you have your sister's phone number memorized? What a gift.
My best friend, he doesn't do it on purpose. That's just how his mind works. He's very, very good with numbers. He's got everyone's, they're all on his phone, but he's got everyone's phone number memorized. Even ones he hasn't called for years, he can pull them back out.
That's cool.
I have no idea what the first digit of my wife's phone number is. Not a clue. I have no idea what I assume my daughter's number starts with a 2, because mine does, but I have no clue.
That's why nothing. I've kept my phone number the same throughout all the years. Because I'm like, no, it's already tough enough. I'm just going to keep it forever.
If I was, let's say I was arrested and didn't have my phone. Like in my phone, let's say I was arrested and my phone broke. I would have to ask them to let me on Facebook.
No, you know what you would do? Someone. You would be calling the Q106 studio because that's the one number you have memorized since you say it all day.
Call Flash and tell them to get me out of that. That is literally the only number that I know. I don't know my mom's number. I don't know my dad's number.
But knowing your luck, you'd be calling during Jackson's party mix. Like, yeah. Darn it!
Going right to the voicemail. Leave a message. This is Jackson. Leave a message. We'll call you back. No!
No! But I thought that he said he doesn't even have the phone number saved. I was like, you are a weird person in 2019. You don't even have my phone number saved as Steffi in your phone?
Really?
He doesn't.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
9797 on Facebook just said, people always remind me of my phone number. It's 9797.
Oh, duh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. That did go over my head for a split second. Duh. Yes, 9797 has been in public. I love his stories where he's saying it to like the receptionist somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, oh, what's your phone number? Put in the contact. And they say, wait, are you 9797 from Q106 radio?
You are. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Aaron apparently is like your brother. He's the same. I'm the same way.
Oh, no. She's referring to being in the mid-30s and not knowing her age.
She doesn't know how old she is. I think it's a lady thing because you don't want to admit that you're... Oh, no. I'm not 37. I'm obviously only 35.
No, I'm the opposite.
I think that's what it is. Like, oh, there's no way I could be 37 looking this good.
Do you think I'm like that? No way. I'm all about... Embrace your age. Like when I turn 60, 70, I'm going to be like, whoa, I'm 60, I'm 70. Let's whoop it up.
Are you going to dye your hair? As you get older, as gray hair start to show, are you going to start dyeing, start browning up the grays that are in there?
I don't know yet. I've been just, when one comes in, I just take it out.
I had someone ask me about my beard, if I was going to start dyeing my beard, because I've got a decent amount of gray in my beard. And actually, I was doing something the other day, and I looked, and I was like, ooh, over here on the side of my cheek, I'm pretty Santa-y over on the cheek over there. And honestly, in 10 years, I'll be probably 80% gray on my beard. But I have no desire to do that.
If you were to dye it right now, nobody would know it. Like, if you dyed it brown,
no,
it would not stand out. My dad, when he went through his dyeing facial hair phase, it was like, Dad, we can tell you're dyeing your facial hair because it doesn't match.
Did he go jet black?
No, he did try to do brownish because he knew if he did jet black. Oh, I forget, though, actually, Well, they looked really nice in my wedding photo, so I will give him that. But then he's like, I'm just going all gray.
Yeah.
But
Mackenzie and I were at a beard competition, and there was a guy that was there that had a big beard like mine, but he had a shock of white hair. And it was natural that went like from his chin straight, like a beautiful line that went straight down. And Mackenzie's like, I want your beard to look like that. But I've got like two lines on the sides.
You should let the gray come out because she wants to grow old with you. And since you're going to die by what age?
Oh, we're shooting for 55.
Yeah, so she's got to embrace the gray now.
She gets so mad when I say that.
I had to say that.
Like, 65, I'll be dead for 10 years by then. Yeah.
Not if you take after your dad.
Well, yeah, apparently we're hard to kill.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully I get that side of him. You know, cancer, all kinds of different problems, and the old man's still kicking.
One of your friends on Facebook, Frank Bush, said he wants to bring you kombucha to help you with your man cold. But
I quit smoking weed over a few months ago.
It's fermented tea, but I think it would have the reverse effect on you. It's supposed to keep us healthier and make you kill you off.
The hell is this crap?
Like, what is this fermented tea?
Whenever I eat lettuce. What is this?
All right, we're about to jump on air and revisit our mystery artist number one. Woo.
Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Crisp starting the day off. It's going to be a nice day. Sunny, so have your shades with you. High of 68. It's 40 at 540.
This Sunday is today's Q106 Storytellers Jam 26, presented by Settlers Bank. And all week, we are going to be joined by the mystery artist. Now, our boss puts on this voice changer, which makes it even more difficult. But in case you missed it, mystery artist number one joined the show yesterday. So pay attention and let us know who you think it is. Listen closely. Are you a man or a woman?
Man.
You are a man. Okay. Do you have any tattoos and or piercings?
One tattoo, yes.
One tattoo.
Ooh, just
is
one.
Is it visible if you're wearing a short sleeve shirt?
Somewhat, yes. Depends.
Oh, okay. Is it a tattoo you like, or do you want to get it covered up?
I actually really like it.
Okay.
That's good. I have a few that I would not like. Yeah. Are you a jewelry wearer, like some bracelets, some rings, some necklaces?
Necklaces, yes. Bracelets, watches, yes. Rings, not so much.
Not so much rings. So you're not Brantley Gilbert.
And you're not married.
Yeah.
There's a hint.
Oh, well, yeah. Is it? Yeah, there's no wedding ring on that.
No.
Okay.
Not.
All right.
Are you relationshiped up or are you single?
Single.
Okay. Have you been through Madison before?
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
All right.
Had one of my favorite shows there, actually.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's great.
We love hearing that. Have you been to our today's Q106 Storytellers Jam before?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Question mark? Pretty sure.
Have I? I've been to a lot of stuff.
I feel like I have.
What is your favorite instrument to play, or do you play any instruments?
I do. My favorite instrument would be to play would be trombone.
Trombone.
That's not helpful at all.
Are you the trombone backup player for the Real Mystery Artist or something? Oh my gosh, that's good.
Okay. Do you have any pets?
I do. In fact, I'm watching them both chase squirrels all around the yard right now.
Oh, so it must be dogs.
You never know. It could be a ferret.
A ferret?
A ferret. I'll tell you what. A ferret will give a squirrel what for? Another discount of ferret.
That's good. Oh, man. Do we have any other questions for our mystery artist, or should we just leave it at that?
I think we got some pretty good information
here,
except for the trombone.
That's so funny.
And then the, yes, I'm a returning artist, question mark.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we look forward to having you again.
Or the first time, who knows?
Yes. We're so excited that you're going to be part of it, and we can't wait to find out who you are, mystery artist.
Me as well. This is quite the mystery.
And good job on this, because we've had other mystery artists who lead by telling us their name.
Yes, you've done a really good job. Behind the scenes, you did a really good job.
I don't want to mention anybody, Maren Morris. that's how she answered the phone.
That's funny. We look forward to seeing you and hanging out with you again.
Looking forward to it myself. Thank you, guys.
Very mysterious, that mystery artist is.
Yeah, and if you're not in the Madison area, I think this is such a cool tradition that today's Q106 does. The people buy the tickets to this concert. They don't even know who's going to be there, but it's one of those acoustic, intimate experiences. Obviously, storytellers, where the four artists then share stories. They're all on stage at the same time. And I don't know any other genre of music that could really do that. Country artists are so cool.
Well, that's one thing I love about working in country radio. And people ask, like, do you really like it? I am not always a fan of all of the music, but I am a fan of the artists, and I am a fan of the fans, and a fan of what we get to do for shows. I know T-Pain did one of those tiny desk specials where he was, like, dialed down. It's kind of like a storyteller's jam. But you're not going to see three rappers get up on a stage and do something like this. You're not going to see three heavy metal bands get up on a stage and do something, you know, like this.
You know what? At last Storytellers Jam, all of a sudden, Lauren Elena is in the women's restroom crying. And I was using the bathroom. So I'm like, oh, is everything okay? She said, Tennille's song that was on stage at the time just hit me. It made me think of my stepfather who passed away. See, they were like, get emotional over each other's songs and, you know, form bonds that way.
That's weird.
Why?
That's just weird.
What is weird?
People crying.
Her stepfather passed away.
I know, it's too bad, but I mean, I just find people crying weird. I find that to be a weird. That's,
you know, you cry
at home.
No, you don't. You cry during the radiothon
in front
of people.
That's a little bit different. I'm talking to a mother who's I had to ask her about her child dying. Yes.
See,
or Winston.
Your dog.
I feel weird when I do that. I had somebody ask me one time, is it hard to fake cry on air?
What?
I about choked him.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like, you
gosh.
Think I want to cry in front of the 10 people that listen to this show every day? You really think I want to do that? No, I'm just kidding. It's not weird. That's fair. That show, like, the emotional impact is. I've seen people at the Storytellers Jam, you know, crying when people are telling stories on stage, and it really is a neat experience that you will only get with country. And I would say if you're trying to get, we had someone ask this, you know, about bringing their kids. you know, is it a good show for kids? If you're trying to, if you have a teenager, a young teenager, you're trying to get into music or starting to discover music, great first concert. They're going to learn a lot about an artist. I try to get Lily to come to these. No desire. She's been
really?
To like one or two of them. Nothing.
I thought she would be. She's artsy.
I know. She came to a few, and she likes to sing. And she's come to a few Q debuts. And there was one that she came to. I can't remember what the young woman's name is. But she loved her.
Okay.
And we downloaded her music right away in the car. And we're listening to it afterwards. And so every time we have one, like, hey, do you and your friends want to come? We're going to have a concert.
Yes.
It's probably going to be some cute guy as well. You know? Mm-hmm. But nah, whatever. It's dad's work. I'm too cool for school.
Man.
And I'm like, this is something, like, someone that likes to sing, you would really like doing this. You really get to know someone. It's an intimate experience.
And then she gets to see how professional sings just them and a guitar in front of people. Like, very raw.
But I think it's funny is there's people that are like, I would love an opportunity to do this. And my kid's like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to sit at home and watch some weird guy play Fortnite on YouTube or whatever the hell it is she does on that phone.
Exactly. Isn't it funny, like, when it's one of your own, it's like, yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm assuming that's how it is maybe with football, professional football players. Like, you could get to go to any game and watch your dad.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to stay home, watch the big screen TV. I'm good on that.
Oh, Zach is commenting on our Facebook page saying, awesome event. I'm hooked from the first time going, and I don't remember when it was, but each storyteller's jam is unique because of the variety on stage. That's true, too. Yep. Each time there's somebody that stands out a little bit different or, you know, they interact a little bit different, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's neat. And also, I mean, I like the people who aren't quite established so much.
Like last time, it was Tennille, who wasn't the established one, and then she's making Lauren Elena ball. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, who is this woman?
You know, because like Chris Stapleton was at the first Storytellers Jam I was. Nobody knew who he was.
Oh my gosh,
and
how
he
funny.
Was just blowing people away. Drake White, who hasn't been on the radio in a little while with a new tune, people were giving him a standing ovation in the middle of his song. I was like, there's still two choruses to go. He's just so good.
Yes.
You know, when you get artists like that, people are like, oh my God, they are absolutely phenomenal. You know, Gary Allen, great. Joe Nichols, great. David Lee Murphy, great.
Yep.
He was a lot of fun. Of the established ones, he was probably the most fun. Luke Combs was not really established at the time.
He was
that we
a newbie, right?
He was a newbie.
Yeah.
Was fantastic. Those are the ones I really get a kick out of seeing because you know that they're going to be doing big things pretty soon. That's a lot of fun.
And I guess I should specify it's Tennille Towns because there are two Tennilles in country music.
There's
right
the captain
now.
And Tennille.
No, it's
and then Tennille Towns.
But Tennille Arts is also great. She was here for Taste of Madison recently too. So they're both great.
You know,
and aren't they both from Canada?
Oh, I don't have no. I have no idea.
Why
would you ask me that? I know nothing about country artists or Canada.
Real quick, let's wrap up. What are you doing for your wife's birthday? Do you guys have a tradition?
Not really. We like to go to dinner somewhere, but I asked her. I was like, "What do you want to do? And you want to go to Badger Tavern? We kind of go to a Badger Tavern for for our birthdays."
Okay.
And she's like, "Yeah, I guess." And I was like, "No, we have to do something. So if we don't do something, I'm then a bad husband." Like, I have to do something.
Yeah.
I'm getting her a gift that won't be ready until Thursday.
Okay.
So I do have to get a card, which I hate doing. But I'm going to do that because I love her.
You know I'm frugal. Can I give you two places?
No, I'm not going. I'm a convenience shopper. I'm just going to go to Hy-Vee and get a card. I don't give a damn how much it costs. I just don't want to buy it.
Some cards are like $8.
Well, I'm not getting one of those. One year, though, so I hate getting cards, and she always, I just want a card. Give me a card. I just want a card.
Exactly.
Like,
that's me
so,
and my husband. Just give me a card, and let's go out to dinner.
So one year, if it was like Valentine's Day or anniversary or whatever, I got her 8 cards, one for every year that we'd been together.
What a guy.
And I put them in different places. Like, well, I found out where her car was parked downtown. I put one under the inside the car. I got one that was like the size of a poster board. And it was card after card after card after card all damn day with these damn cards.
That's very clever. Actually, guys, if you're listening to this podcast right now, keep that as an idea. That's a very clever idea.
So I'm gonna get her card. I'm probably gonna get her some flowers, and then I have to double check to make sure the gift that I ordered will be ready by Thursday or Friday, and then I go and I can go get that. But
that's very nice of you. For me, I'd be like, hey, I'm getting us tickets to Chris Stapleton, honey. That's your birthday
gift.
Well,
she wants Avett Brother tickets. At the Sylvie, so we're going to get her those. But we were doing an event on Sunday,
yeah,
and she bought a purse.
Okay. And didn't she say, hey, honey.
This is half your.
This is half my birthday present.
What she could have done is been like, hey, I like this purse. Come back and buy this. Then, no, she bought the damn thing. And this is my complaint. I, number one, am bad at giving gifts. I really am. I'm just not good at it. I'm not good.
Yeah.
Add that into she buys everything she wants anyways.
Because she knows you're bad at gifts, so screw
it. I would be good at getting gifts if I could buy her something. But she's really into arts and crafts. She has a new notebook, a new watercolor notebook every 2 weeks. She gets new pens all the time. She orders the stamp things that she wants with the wax stamp. Like, I was going to get her a wax. I literally was going to order it the next day, and it shows up.
Oh.
And I went, well, that's a gift I can't get you. So I don't get her jewelry anymore because she loses it. Goodman's Jewelers, if you are getting someone jewelry. Every time I go buy her jewelry, they say, do you want the insurance? And I say, does that cover if she loses it? And they go, well, no. I said, well, then never mind. Yeah. Because she'll lose it before she breaks it. So it really takes away a lot of things. I say, what do you... Yes. And this time I said, all right, will you please give me a list of the things that you want and I can just go get them.
See, I'm at the age now, I just want experiences. We have enough crap. We don't need any more materials.
Well,
let's do experiences.
So I asked that, and she goes, I want you to go and get me something that you really think I would like.
Oh, jeez.
Come on!
No, that's not fair.
That is not fair at all. Like, I don't... Legos? I don't know. Like, arching... damn it! You like hanging out with me? A coupon book?
Especially because you're the kind of guy that's not a shopper, right?
No, I know what I'm going, I get the hell out of there. So, yeah. So the one thing I did get that I did order, it is kind of an anniversary-ish gift.
Okay.
But it's something that she said she saw that she really wanted. So
cool.
That's what you want, I guess. I mean, it's going to cost me some money.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's why I'm the cheap one. I'm like, hey, I work for a station. I get free concert tickets. Here's your birthday present. It's a concert.
For Christmas one time, I got her a massage and things like that.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Because we had some gift cards.
Oh.
Here you go. We have a massage gift card. And I told her we had one of these at the station. Oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, here you go. Here's some crap.
But I do love that idea of the cards. That's very clever.
Yeah. So
I can't reiterate that enough.
We're going to wrap up. If it's your birthday.
Oh, 9797 real quick.
What?
Read his idea for... She loves coffee. Get her coffee gift cards. She loves coffee. You talk about that all the time. How much she's addicted to coffee.
I get her something coffee all the time, though.
Oh, I
gotcha. So for Christmas, I get her one of the Starbucks bears, or I get her a tumbler and all that stuff. And then I never see the tumbler again, and she has coffee presses. And
coffee.
She has a Keurig. And coffee has now become jewelry. I've gotten her enough of that. I need to kind of find something else to get. That's a problem. That's what I'm saying.
See?
And if she wants something like that, she just buys it herself.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, happy birthday, Mackenzie. And if it's your birthday month, whoop it up and celebrate no matter your age. Embrace it, okay?
Whoop, whoop. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.